Very often we overlook the true heroes in music. These heroes aren't limited to just a mainstream artist whose names are attached to the music we hear or subscribe to, but the phrase heroes in music also applies directly to the countless artisans who literally spend a lifetime lending their creative energies to the impactful processes of this amazing industry, and who, for the most part, bask in relative obscurity well behind the corridors of fame and fortune. For all those talented and unnamed artists and scores of behind-the-scenes visionaries of art, music, and cultural inspiration, we salute the talent, commitment, and sacrifice as you put in the work day after day, providing us all with the magic of your incredible gifts. Today, we talk with some of those unsung heroes as they share their process and passion for what they do. So let's open up the window as we welcome you to the TCT Artist Exchange. What's happening with you musically?
So right now, man, just got some new stuff underneath the belt. So I'm just kind of working on some independent stuff. I'm looking to get to do some more TV stuff.
Okay.
But other than that, man, just still hustling, trying to, you know, still get my name out there and make a name for myself, or continue to make a name for myself, because I've been underneath so many different other producers. So now I'm like, no, I want to do this for myself. Like, I want my own name now. Like, I'm tired of y'all getting the credit.
Yeah, right. You putting the work in for them.
Yeah, like, you're paying me to shut up and you get all the credit. Like, nah, I'm ready.
Or you're making them sound good.
Of course, because they're not doing work.
Yeah.
They're definitely not doing work.
Yeah.
You know? It's like Hush Money, and then they get the Grammys and all this other stuff for it.
Right.
I'm over that, man. I'm like, nope, I want my own stuff.
Yeah, you know? Man, and do your thing, man. You got to let you know the business enough.
Absolutely.
You play with enough people, man, that you have a handle on this thing.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, man. Like, I mean, I like playing drums, but, you know, my heart is in production now because I'm getting older. And, you know, I like the road, but I don't really want to be on the road all the time.
Artists have gotten away from going into studios and they're recording at home, man. You know,
literally. A lot of my buddies, especially in Atlanta, they're definitely good for that. They'll buy all the stuff, do it at home, and then just send it in to get it mixed and mastered, and that saves them money. Because a lot of people, honestly, are going independent.
Right. So self-agency, like, yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, I'm not, no. I'll do everything here and then just use most of my money for mixing and matching, but also promotion. And that's what they usually do now.
Right.
So it's kind of crazy now. So.
But it's good because it still allows certain flexibility. I mean, you can sit home and tweak as much, or sit in your own studio and tweak as much as you want. You don't have the limitations of time and constraints and all of that. And then, you know, packing up gear to go to the studio and you don't have to deal with an engineer. You're your own engineer.
Everything, man.
You're your own best ear. I'd like to tap into your expertise, man, on how to go about editing some of this stuff.
I'm always open to talk and whatever else, man. Like, again, like, my heart is just production. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, you know, if you can spare time, let's do this together, man. And, you know.
Yeah, why not?
Because I'm going to be straight up enough to say, hey, I need to tap into your expertise. And hopefully, you know, I can provide you with some type of platform, whatever we can
do. I believe that you can.
One thing about the music business, man, you know, it's business first before music.
Yeah, and especially now during this period of pandemic recovery, man. You can't.
So important, I think, that everyone takes advantage of building their brand. Uh-huh. So when they come to the table to present themselves live, they can have better leverage based on where you think you are versus where the market is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big difference, man. A lot of people can think where they are, but if the market is not bearing that, man, you are what the market bears.
Yeah, and I wonder for artists now, is it almost more advantageous to just take to consider those gigs that are backed by groups, some type of corporate event or something, you know, that's backed by, that has financial backing.
Right. I mean, yes, but I think a lot of artists will have to, probably gonna have to go down before you go up if you want to eat.
Oh, you think that's the trend now? What we have to look at as artists?
I mean, if you a certain artist and you usually get 10 grand for a gig and the person's gonna give you half that, you know, you might want to take that 5 grand and eat versus not spend that 10 grand and have 50% is of something is better than 100% of nothing.
That's true. What about your craft? Because you personally, you're getting ready to put out your fourth album.
Right.
So I mean, you've spent some time in the business. You've been able to see some trends. You've been able to see how your brand and your product kind of stacks up in the public marketplace. How are you approaching this fourth album?
My approach for this one is grassroots. Time a gig presents itself, and I really don't have a national name, even though I've played nationally. I really don't have a national brand, so that should show me I got more work to do. So my thing is to take every gig that's presented to you and, you know, hand out your CDs, sell your CDs, perform as much as you can, and try to build your brand.
Okay, do your merch and your playing.
Everything, your T-shirts, your whatever you want to do, your hats, you know, your pins, you know, anything that would drive your stream, because everything is, we in a streaming world now versus a hard copy CD.
Right.
The first thing they ask you now is, what is your stream?
Right. So it's more important. It's so important. It's a high level of importance to put your name out, put your brand out there, so right. It circulates and it's relative.
And then if a promoter feels that he can eat off of you, he might throw you 2,000 or 3,000.
Okay.
If somebody know your name is willing to pay tickets to come see you. But ain't no promoter gonna really throw out big chunks of money if you can't bring nobody.
Does it help to get involved with collaborations, to mixing it up with other artists?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
How does that work for you?
Well, it's good, man, because, you know, you always, when you collaborate with different artists who are at different levels, it's always you can create something organic that wasn't something that you had in mind from the initial idea. You know, when you collaborate with different artists, you know, there's always something new that's going to be birthed. I'm having two minds versus one mind.
Gotcha. That's the magic of it. Yeah.
That's the magic of it.
There was a time when, in order to have your music mass produced, you had to go into a studio. You had to look at whatever was involved in the engineering process. And it was time consuming. How did you go about Bully on the Bass? The engineering process for that, you did a lot of that yourself, right?
Yes, yeah, just almost like, you know, since I have a degree in engineering, so once you start doing a master's in Pro Tools, mm-hmm. you know, I suggest people to educate themselves in technology, you know, learning Pro Tools, learning logic, learning all the computer-based algorithms. So once you get your laptop and you're creating your music, you have the technology to maximize with frequencies, all the engineering things that go involved into mastering your product. You know, so spend time in education of technology.
Okay, become your own engineer.
Yeah. Become your own engineer, because Pro Tools, once you put all your inputs in a song, let's say you got 14 channels, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, two guitars, two basses, three vocals. Every channel has its own frequency, right? And how you normalize things, how do you, you know, the technology and normalization.
Okay, so it's dedicated to its own track.
Dedicated to its own track. So I say educate yourself in technology. Take a course in production. Take a course in mastery. Take the course in how to EQ your vocals. Try to find a way of what frequency is your voice. The look at the physics of your own voice. Right? Look at the technology and the science of understanding your own voice. Wow, see how powerful that is, the physics of your own voice.
Right.
And so I would say educate yourself until you can become your own engineer. And then once you get good at it, you can find out what levels I want certain instruments to be on, what frequency I want songs to be. You know, if I'm a F singer, if I'm an E flat, if I'm E, I need to write my songs in this particular keys, right? Why write a song in a key that's not gonna stretch your voice until you become comfortable? Write songs that are in your key.
So understand your musical strengths, first of all.
Understand your musical strengths.
Yeah, and the other thing is don't be afraid to put the work in and be willing to learn processes, learn how things apply.
So keep pushing. That's what I say for all artists starting the new year.
Okay, that's grand advice, brother. Your fourth album here. Let's talk about what you're doing with this fourth album and how it's different than the previous three, or your approach is different. How many songs do you have in mind for?
I have eight, and you know, so it's more of something that's traditional music, you know, silver bells, chestnuts.
Gotcha. So this is a bass man Christmas album, and
Christmas.
You're doing most of the instrumentation because you play several instruments. I mean, very quickly talk about the instruments that you play and how they're applied.
I play drums, I play keyboards, I play lead guitar and bass. So I play the rhythm section.
Okay.
So for that an album enables me to cut studio time because I really know what song, how it's moving, how the chords are, you know, chord progressions, because I don't really have to. You know, how I'm a bass player or a lead guitar player.
Okay.
I have everything right there in the studio. All I need is an engineer, somebody to press the record button, and bingo.
And you're off and running.
I'm off and running.
Okay. And I understand rather recently you had you received a custom designed bass.
Yeah.
From a craftsman.
This guy's out of Richmond, Virginia. His name is Johnny B. Long. He has turned out to be a mentor to me.
Okay.
I'm a great bass player. The magnetic chord pickers are similar to my Music Man Stingray.
Okay.
But harmonics are different in how the games are used for mid-level games and how the pickups are really sound different based on how it's engineered. When you look at a bass guitar, any guitar, the key that differentiates guitars is your pickups.
Right.
So, the way he engineered mine is similar to a Music Man Stingray, but with a little different features.
Gotcha.
How you use gain. Yeah, man, powerful piece of wood, bro.
Okay, he sounds like it's an exciting axe, man.
Yeah. Can't complain about it.
All right, good deal, man. You've been putting it down, putting it down with this custom bass.
Yes, sir.
Good deal, man. So, real quickly, how could we, the folks out there, find your music, your brand? Tell us where to go look, what platforms, what sites to go hear some of your stuff, man.
Well, the best way is to Google Bassman Benjamin.
Okay.
Bassman, B-A-S, space, M-A-N, Benjamin, hit the enter key and everything should just fall into place right there. Things right there.
There you go. There you go. Well, hey, man, we're always listening. And
I
want to thank you, man. And I know that you're.
I want to thank you for giving me the platform, man. You know, go back a lot. And I really.
We do
really,
go back.
Yeah, I feel that you've given a lot of artists an opportunity to broaden their talents, man. And I appreciate you.
Oh, we thank you, man. And, you know, for me, it's a labor of love. I love what I hear out there. I love the fact that people are still putting it in, that they're able to adapt, that they keep their brand relevant. And let's face it, man, the music is what makes us all function and makes us all go and gets to us emotionally. And it gives us drive. It gives us who we are. So we thank you for still putting it in, man, and continuing and adapting to the trends, man. So keep on doing what you're doing.
All right, brother. Y'all be good, and happy New Year, man.
Same to you, and hopefully we can talk to you real soon about getting you in one of our upcoming open windows or live presentations, man. You came and did a show for us and lit the place up, man. People, folks continue to talk about it, so... We want to bring you back and have you do something live.
I can't. Just give me the time and the date, man. I'm 85. I'll be up there.
That's why we love you, man.
on my right. I'm a badass.
We want to thank our two unsung heroes in the music industry who joined us on today's show, Mr. Juice and Benjamin Johnson. We appreciate you lending your creative energies to today's broadcast. We want to leave you today with a song by The Big Push. This is Englishman in New York. You all come back to the TCT Artist Exchange.
I don't take coffee, I take tea, my dear. Like my toes done up one side.
On one side.
You could dip it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. See me walking down Fifth
Avenue.
Walking cave by my side.
By my side.
I take it with me everywhere that I walk. Englishman in New York.
Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York. Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York.
Maketh man, some might say.
Some might say.
He's a hero of the day.
Hero of the day.
Taste of man, suffer ignorance and smile.
Be yourself, no matter what they say.
Gentlemen must walk but never run.
Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York. Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York.
I'm an Englishman in New York.